Chrysanthemum Cliff. Now, Christmas and horror rarely coincide, but you have a story about Christmas fears. Did you have any fears growing up?
I mean, does anybody like clowns?
Some people do. Some people love clowns. I mean, we used to live in Washington, and they had this big festival called Seafair, and Seafair had these clowns and pirates, and it was a whole thing. The Ringling Brothers Circus was a big deal. So I think there are people that genuinely love clowns.
I had an opportunity one day to spend a significant amount of time with both the Seafair clowns and the Seafair pirates, and if I'd liked either of them beforehand, that opinion may have been different afterwards.
Oh, okay.
They're just as weird as you'd think in real life. But, you know, it's fine. I don't think any big fears, you know, like I'm not a big fan of heights, I guess. But this one was new for me. So this is a family that bought a fresh Christmas tree. They wanted the real Christmas tree, went to a Christmas tree farm, brought it home. The tree warmed up and got all cozy inside their house. And then a bunch of praying mantis eggs that were on the Christmas tree hatched because they're like, oh, hey, it's warm. It's spring now.
Oh, no.
And then their house was covered in, they said a million, but they probably don't actually mean a million. But any more than one, maybe two praying mantis babies is too many. And I will tell you that I know this from experience. We had a very similar thing happen when I was a kid where we bought a praying mantis egg. We were going to put it outside, put it on top of our refrigerator, and it hatched. It was a lot, Heather. They're very, very small. Like, you know, they're quite large when they grow up, you know, 3-4 inches yeah. long. But when they're small, they're just like maybe a half inch, 3/8 of an inch. And they just go everywhere, and they spend a lot of time eating each other, and it's horrible. So I can't imagine what it would be like if you had them inside your Christmas tree that was presumably decorated and full of things. Anyway, it seems very, 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 very bad.
Yes. It's kind of like when you get a fish and the fish is pregnant, and then you have like thousands of little tiny fish, and you're just like horrified when they start getting eaten by their parents.
Yep.
That's a whole other horror story. There's a new trend in gift giving, and I'm really proud of us because Americans are such consumers. We want new things. We're overbuying constantly. But over the years, every year, regifting and gifting used items has gone up on the approval rating because, you know, we're living in this Facebook marketplace, Mercari, like all these secondhand places, some of the higher end shops, posh.com, they have all of these designer purses and stuff, Bag Borrow or Steal. If you want to rent the runway for clothes, 82% of people are open to receiving a secondhand holiday gift. And that is up over 10% from last year. And it's gone up significantly every year in the past few years. Some of the examples are secondhand books, vinyl records, toys and games, jewelry, ornaments, video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses, like I mentioned. I mean, some of these purses are insanely priced, thousands and thousands of dollars. So I would absolutely be excited about getting some sort of a vintage bag that I would never think about spending so much money on new.
That's interesting. You know, when you said 82%, I'm like, that seems super high. And then I remembered a year where my brother-in-law actually got me, spending limits, you know, for those kind of things, you know, $50, $60. And instead of buying me one new video game, he actually bought me 3 used video games. And it was super cool. They were all ones I really, really wanted. And that was really cool. So I think, like with any gift, you know, a secondhand gift that really comes from the heart, or, you know, that enables you to do something bigger or better than you would be able to buying new, that's that works for me. I think there are a lot of people that'd be very open to that. You know, keep stuff out of landfills, you know, give stuff a second life. So, yeah.
We're so Xmas. Welcome back. I think, Cliff, this is officially the longest relationship I have ever had in my life. Because I think this might be our 7th year of this podcast. I know it's gone through several iterations. But yeah, I think officially this year, it might be the longest relationship I've ever had.
That's
and that's
amazing.
That's something.
So 7 years, and I've been doing it for 4 now, I want to say. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to say. I'm not sure. I'd have to go way back deep into the archives, but...
We'd have to do math.
That doesn't sound very Christmassy.